This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Recording in progress.
It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people.
Live off the record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by BTC, CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Global Learning Exchange, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the world will live as one. Welcome to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, this far back Friday afternoon, where we're going to do all we can in the next 2 hours to just put some love in the air. That's all I can do. Put some love and some peace in the airwaves, right? So hopefully these songs will make their way into some of our minds and hearts and spirit and imbue us with a sense of just peace. Now, some of you don't need this per se. I mean, because you're already in a peaceful place, you already have a peaceful attitude. But listen, man, I don't know if you know what's going on out there, but some folks out there are having a rough time. They are killing, they are memeing, they are shooting, they are joking, they are slapping, they are punching. Man, they are angry as hell, okay? And they are taking it out on people, man. I don't know what the root of it is. I'm not in the business. I'm not in your business. I don't know. The hope is, like David did for Saul, when Saul was terrorized by his angry demons. Maybe just some music to calm. calm, to soothe, to put some peace in the air. I got a number of songs lined up. Don't send me no requests for no songs that can be off the chart and off the chin when it comes to what we're trying to do today, please. You can call us, though. You may have a word of peace. You may have a word of encouragement. You may be able to talk some sense to some people and to all of us, actually. So the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Or you can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mom listens to the show. Hey, mommy. Yeah, I'm 55 years old and I still call my mommy, mommy bro. How you doing, boops? And you can also... catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. So we're putting peace in there all day this Friday. We need to be doing this for many days. Something is going on. There's a spirit of anger. Something is happening. People are frustrated, man. Some folks are far too frustrated. Have not the godliness, have not the good sense, have not the wisdom, have not the discipline, have not the constraint to say, listen, man, I ain't going to kill no one over that or at all. I'm not going to do it. But it ain't happening. So let's see what we could do today. We don't need what we could do. John Mayer, waiting on the world to change. Hallelujah. John Mayer, waiting on the world to change. Oh, producer, let's listen to the caller. Let's take the caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I want you to play the Lady of Soul.
Hi, go ahead, caller.
I want you to play the Lady of Soul for me.
The Lady of Soul?
Yeah, what's her name? The one who died, who was 48.
Aretha Franklin?
Not Aretha Franklin, the other one.
But do you know the song, Bishop? Yellow?
Yeah.
We lose him? What's this? Do you remember the song?
It's speaking about love. She really put her heart and soul into this song.
Okay, brother, listen. If you remember it and you send us a text, I'm happy to play it. I'm happy to play it if it's
play Aretha Franklin for me then.
Well, no, I'm not going to just play an Aretha Franklin song. I am focused on a particular theme today. Okay?
What's that?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go. Waiting on the world to change. John Mayer.
Misunderstood.
Yes, sir. We're waiting on the world to change. You know, the world ain't gonna change, you know. We change. As we change, that piece of the world changes. And if that change is positive and if it spreads, then more of the world changes. That's what Christ was doing, you know. That's what Christ was doing. He was bringing the kingdom to one individual at a time. And as he did that, more and more people came in and those places where the kingdom dwelt, peace abound, righteousness abound, joy abound. So you change your world, you change you. Yeah, once you change you and I change me, then we get that better positive change if we're changing for the better. My caller who called just a minute ago, you were asking for Aretha Franklin. And so I didn't know what song you were talking about, but hey, I found an Aretha I think could work for you and certainly works for our theme today. We're trying to put peace and love in the air, right? And so we're trying to grapple with the challenges that we are having, and we want people to dial it down. Dial it down, man. It ain't all that. Come on, bro. Killing somebody? Sister? Killing a brother? Killing a sister? Really, man? It ain't. No. Aretha says, ever-changing world. That's what we're dealing with, though. It's changing, but it could change for the better. Aretha Franklin.
These are ever-changing times. I see that clock up on the wall, but it don't bother me at all. These are ever-changing times. And these ever-changing times, everything is going. Everything I do, wondering if the dreams that I believed in can still come true. Caught in between, it comes back to you and me running out of time. Gotta find me a better understanding. Every day keep forgetting what's mine. You and me running out of time. I gotta find.
Listen to me. I don't know if you heard that song, right? But what Aretha Franklin was singing about was a lot of us feel like we're running out of time. We want some things. We want some money. We want some girls. We want some boys. We want some houses, some cars. We want a better life. We want some happiness. And we feel like we're running out of time. And so we don't have the patience to wait, to work until the thing we are striving for comes. So we see a shortcut in some other way, upping somebody, strangling somebody, you know, robbing somebody, because we don't have the patience to wait. But all that does is ends in tragedy for somebody. It will eventually end in tragedy for the perpetrator, that's for sure. Whether it is in this life or the next, right? But boy, what a soldier patience is. Patience, man, let me tell you something. If you got patience, the gold is coming to you. If you have patience, the reward is coming to you. Don't mind these people killing themselves, trying to kill you. Don't mind these people twisting up themselves, trying to mess you up. You just be patient. Patience, when it is finished with you, makes you whole and entire, wanting nothing. And that's the secret. That's the secret right there. If you live in this planet and you are not craving anything, that doesn't mean you don't want something, you know. What it means, though, is I don't have no out of control desire for anything. So whatever doesn't come to me, I have the capacity to be content. I have cantaloupes growing in my garden. I watch my garden every day. My cantaloupe ain't gonna grow no faster than it grows. And if I want to eat it, I gotta chill and wait. Not just wait anxiously or irritatedly or frustratedly. I gotta wait with a good attitude because I understand the process of life. And some of us, we having a rough time trying to just settle into waiting, man. And whether it's our upbringing or some teaching or some encouragement or something, we are doing, if I used to cuss, I had to say the word right now, but I don't cuss. We are doing some crap, nonsense, because we just, listen, man, we have to love ourselves more than that. If you're hurting on people, you killing people and you treating people bad, you don't only not love them, you ain't love yourself. You don't love yourself, man. And I know you want to love yourself. We could do better. Bob Marley says we need one love. Somebody asked me to play that. I'm with you. Bob Marley, One Love.
One love.
Hear the children cry.
Collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you moshed the car?
I ain't moshed the car. The lady who run into me moshed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hang on to used to be. we have. Yes, long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day.
Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry. Lies to end up a lot. Day, love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we.
You know, there is a place where we belong. Yeah, we weren't put on this planet to be stressed out. We weren't put on this planet to be frustrated, hateful, murderous, broken, busted. That we weren't put on the planet to do that. Not at all. We were put on the planet to manifest in a perfect way the brilliance of our being and person. By doing that, we would be giving glory to the Creator who made us. That's the purpose. When you and I are our best selves, we demonstrate the purpose of God in creating us. That's why we're here. That's why when you physically are fit and well and beautifully as you are, you demonstrate the glory of God in that physicality. When your mind is wise and intelligent and reasonable, you manifest the glory of God because that's what your mind was supposed to be. When you have relationships with other people that reflects love and kindness and patience and caring, it is a manifestation of what God intended. So that's why we're here. You weren't put here for any other reason that by being your best self, you could manifest the glory of God. So stabbing somebody, shooting somebody, spitting on somebody, hating somebody, envying somebody, that can never help you feel at home, because that's not where you belong. That's not where I belong. It's a miserable place because it is not the purpose. It's not our righteousness. That's what righteousness is. Righteousness is fulfilling a purpose. When a chair is used as a chair, it is a righteous chair. If it's used as a weapon, it's an unrighteous chair. It's being used unrighteously. And so when the human person behaves in a way that reflects the order of its creator, it is righteous and made to be righteous. When it's aimed that, even if it don't achieve it, even if the human being doesn't achieve it, when its aim is to be that, God will take that aim, motivation, and heart and attribute righteousness to it, even when it fails, because the heart is right. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. God examines the heart. That's why we get fooled so much. We look at people and think, yeah, he's straight, she's straight, she got it together, he got it together. And we don't see what's in the heart. But if life was turned inside out, and you could see plenty of people's heart, you would vomit. But if you could see other people's heart whose physicality you vomit at, you would say, oh my goodness, wow, what beauty exists in them. If you are angry today, if an anger manifests itself in many ways, it could be through feelings of frustration, it could be through feelings of irritability, it could be through feelings of hatred, envy. If you are angry today, your anger is rooted in some pain that has been caused to you, some pain that you are going through. It is not always possible for us to know what the pain is, because sometimes the pain is rooted in our childhood. Sometimes the pain is rooted in some neglect. Sometimes it's rooted in some disappointment. It's rooted in some failing of ours. But all anger is rooted in pain, and that pain is what causes us want to lash out, because hurting people want to hurt people. If you are angry today, you don't know why, you can't figure out why, or you know why, and you say, you know, Shivago, I hear you, but I just don't have the strength to do something about it. Well, I want you to listen to this song. I want you to listen to this song, and maybe this prayer might help you. Maybe it may help me and others. Anyone who's angry today, maybe because we can't find in our own self, and maybe because even the people we've looked to for help couldn't do it for us, maybe this song may point us in the right direction. Go ahead, producer.
Give me faith, oh Jah, I pray, oh Lord, to face another day. Oh.
Oh,
Give me strength to face another day, to journey on this road, carry my heavy load. Give me strength, O Lord, to carry on. You know, I have an associate's degree in chemistry. I have a bachelor's degree in economics. I have a master's in business administration. I have many certificates and awards and so forth and so forth. And so with all that education, let me tell you something. I have decided that if I am going to function properly in this world, I have to have some confidence that the creator of this universe got me. That's the only way. Otherwise, you know what? If I don't have that confidence, I'm gonna panic. Yeah, I'm gonna be fearful. What's gonna take me out next? Who's gonna take me out next? Mind you, my faith and confidence aim to stop me from having problems and issues, you know, and challenges. That's not even gonna stop me from making mistakes or doing things that I probably shouldn't do. But what it is going to do is it's going to make it. What it tells me is no matter what happens in the end, I'm going to be all right. Because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. And those to be told that the just shall live by faith. You got to have confidence beyond yourself, man, because you see all these people running on and doing nonsense. You know what it is? They're panicking. They don't believe that there's any other way beyond their own effort and own strength. And because they doubt their own effort and strength and start to embrace what they are told or believe might be the way, they resort to stuff that just is causing us problems. Yeah. Now, mind you, you say, well, some of these guys who getting killed, they killing people and they deserve it. Okay, maybe so, but that don't make us better off. That don't make us better off at all. We still getting jammed in all their jokes. Still. Anyways, but hey, listen, those of you, if you ain't in it, try to encourage somebody to don't get in it. Try to encourage somebody who's in it to stop being in it. Try to prevent somebody from being in it. Let's show some grace. Let's show some gentleness. Let's show some kindness. Let's show some humility. Let's decide, listen, I'm going to give myself this mission. I ain't going to harm nobody. I ain't going to say a bad word to nobody. I'm going to try even to keep my thoughts from reflecting badly on somebody. And this is not just for poor people. This is for rich people too. This is not just for uneducated people. For some of you know with PhD, it's for you too. Because you're the most hatinous and jealous and envious people on planet Earth. With all that education. That education ain't doing nothing for your character and your heart, your soul. So some of us we got to correct ourselves too. And then maybe when we do that, maybe when that, even with all our stresses and strength, maybe we will smile like Kirk Franklin say, smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
this song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on
and smile.
People.
You look so much better when you smile, so smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day, but tell me where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower.
Now we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Cause people,
you look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
Whoa.
Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now.
Smile, smile.
People say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh,
I say,
oh, oh, you look so much, oh, oh,
and while you're waiting,
you look so much better when you're,
yeah,
oh, oh,
and while you're praying,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh,
always remember,
you look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Y'all.
Fell from heaven, like
came down from heaven.
Now.
Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now. Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you,
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you,
come on. Cleveland.
You look so much better when you,
Detroit. Yeah. Philly.
You look so much better when you,
Jersey.
You look so much better when you,
LA.
You look so much better when you,
all my people say. You to be happy,
then
you gotta have,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This text says, preach, Lang, preach. Awesome work you're doing. Do keep letting the Lord lead you. Amen. This text says, good day, Shivago. My heart is heavy for our country. Let us continue to pray and ask God for his guidance and protection. Please play Michael Jackson's song, Heal the World, or Landlord's song, We Need Peace. I have both of those on the list, so you're going to hear you're going to hear both of those today. So someone else asked for landlords. We need peace. We're going to play that for you actually on the way back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Welcome to this Far Back Peace Friday. We're going to try to put some peace in the land today. Break for news, and when we come back, we will continue playing these peace-producing songs. We'll be back after the news break.
Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms, this is what I do. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working,
even though I'm
You just got bumped up. Bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3 times the speed increase for free. That means if you have the Extreme 100 Plus Talk 24/7 bundle, or the Extreme 100 TV Max bundle, or even the Extreme 150 Plus Talk 24/7 Plus TV Max bundle, your internet speed just went to 300 megabits per second. Nothing to do. Just keep doing you.
Isn't it time you conquered your investment goals? With RF Mutual Funds, you can access a range of investments within a single fund. That means you get access to top-performing local stocks, exposure to international markets, add expert management and competitive returns by 25.16% with our targeted equity fund, and you won't just meet your investment goals, you'll conquer them. Get started with RF Mutual Funds today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Make a new summer is ugly and love is lovely.
Deep down.
Send it.
We need peace. We need love. Oh, yes. We need peace. We need
keep on fighting among ourselves.
We need to change our thinking, whoa, and come to our senses, oh yeah, in order to change this world.
We got to start within ourselves.
But they don't want to mix up with no one else. Whoa, so caught up in the religious beliefs, until their true love they start to cease. Oh gosh.
Our Muslim brothers pray 6 times a day. Yeah. Rastaman and Christian show love in many.
And if we see someone who needs help, we turn our face. We need to show love and see. We need
Use religion just be tear us, still used to nice, too jealous.
see bad mind, mankind. Get up on a bill, peace strife. Fight against another, just for a dollar. And forget the help of them falling brother. In a the Middle East, war it no cease. Every day them get up fighting like a Lego beast. Them sell up but it no reach, no practice what them preach. Division and religion every day are complete. So me ask them what is always going on. What is always going on? Can't take the vibes of bad man and police reform. Tell me what is going on. Tell me what them I use religion just be tear us apart.
Whoa.
We need peace. We need love. You know, welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shavar Gulang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, Faba Friday afternoon, where we're trying to promote, encourage, spread peace, message of love, because the temperature is too hot. While we may be cool environmentally, emotionally, the temperature is hot, man. You'll see all these murders taking place, not just here in the Bahamas. You know, you got Turks and Caicos, you got Comerica, particularly in the southern parts. It like something like burst loose. And so we're trying to do our part. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Peace is not just the absence of conflict. Genuine peace is an actual, you actually repudiate conflict. Meaning, like, not only do you not have it, but you have no desire. You actually abhor conflict. And so where you can, it's not always avoidable, but where you can, you try to avoid it, you know, and prevent it and spread instead love in its place. So we need peace. We need love. That's what the landlord says. Landlord, great story, that young man, very talented young Bahamian who is doing his part. All right. Well, somebody asked to hear from Jackie DeShannon, and Jackie DeShannon is supporting landlord and saying what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Jackie DeShannon, what the world needs now.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What
I agree 100%. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You know, love isn't a feely, touchy-feely thing, though, you know. I mean, that can come out of love, but love isn't that. Love is very real, committed action to look out for somebody else's good. And love is called for in very difficult circumstances. When you see people telling you how much they love you because you got money in your pocket, because things are going well, and because they're getting everything out of a relationship, out of a friendship, out of a work environment that they want, you don't rest your confidence in that love. But when things with you, when you offend them, when something happens, and they are able to demonstrate patience and kindness and humility and long-suffering, then you're talking about somebody who loves you. And you can love people in degrees, apparently. You say, well, Shivago, how you know that? Because Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this. He couldn't use the word greater if there wasn't a great, right? He said, greater love hath no man than this, than a man might lay his life down for a friend. So it is possible that your friend might love you enough to lend you $100, $500. It is possible your friend might love you enough to give you some blood when you need it. But if that person had to die for you, it may not be that they have that level of love. And I'm not saying judging any one of us and whether we do, but that's, according to Jesus, the greatest demonstration of love is that you lay your life down for a friend. When you're capable of saying, you know what, I want to do this, but because of you and for you, I will do that. And that's the kind of love counts. Not good time love, not sunny weather love, not no hurricane love. The kind of love that matters when it matters most, right? It's the kind of love that heals the world, that can heal a lot of challenges, a lot of relationships, a lot of distrust, a lot of anger and conflict that exists between us. Michael Jackson sings about it, you know. He sings a song. Somebody asked for it to be played too. It's Heal the World, Michael Jackson.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Was brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care.
start living, then it feels that always love's enough for us growing.
Tech says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am enjoying the show as always. When people start to love, care, and go back to our godly principles and recognize that our lives are meaningless without him, this is such a sad situation we find ourselves in. Mr. Lang, with murder in the first place, well, because being charged with murder doesn't mean you committed the murder. You have to be proven guilty. So you, in our system, you are innocent until proven guilty. And so the Constitution believes a person has a right to freedom unless and except there are exceptional circumstances that don't warrant it. So you can't say because somebody is charged that they're guilty of the crime. We know of cases where people have been put in jail and have not done the crime. So that's why the bail is available. Mr. Lang, this text says, yes, I can see it given depending on the case, example, self-defense, but acts of malicious murder to no, but you don't know. We weren't there, you're not there, so we can't know that somebody actually committed a murder. And I tell you one thing, I agree with the system that says a person should have the right to bail now. If you want to make a case against bail, then I could see that. But now our system says you're innocent until proven guilty. And so we have to be careful, right? We can't let and allow our to see these things go better to cause us to do something that even God didn't do. Remember, God knew Cain killed Abel, but he didn't kill Cain. He didn't even give Cain a lifetime sentence in jail. Right? So I don't know. We have to be careful. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know, Al Green is like, I don't know, Al Green's voice must be one of the most unique singing voices. Like when Al Green sings, you just know it's Al Green. And his voice just sings love, right? So Al Green has a song, says, let's stay together. So let's play Al Green, and then when we come, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue on this Far Back Peace Friday. Al Green, let's stay together.
Important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Discover the Global Learning Exchange, an innovative network that's making world-class higher education flexible, affordable, and accessible to Bahamians. Ready to earn an internationally accredited degree? GLX is now enrolling students. Pursue a bachelor's or master's degree, or become Microsoft or IBM certified. Call GLX at 603-0713, go to globallearningexchange.com/Bahamas, or visit GLX on Mackey Street today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello. Hello. To God, all of us together. People are straying and straying, dividing themselves from each other. Hey, there's too many hopeless souls and ragamuffin soldiers. Hey, what we need is love. That's what we need. Everybody, we want vice versa love to all me. Vice versa love to all the rejects. We want vice versa love. Come on and get it. Vice versa love to all the rude boys. Put down all your guns. Oh yeah. The only ammunition we need is love. Love for everyone. Mothers tell your daughters, fathers please tell your sons, just warn them, teach them, tell them, show them, that's what we need. Everybody, we want vice versa love to all the hungry. Vice versa love, come on and get some. Vice versa love, come on and get it. Vice versa love. Together, people are straying and straying, dividing themselves from each other. Hey, what we need is love. That's what we need, everybody. We want vice versa love to all the hungry. vice versa love to all the rejects. We want vice versa love. Come on and get it. Vice versa love. Want them. Teach them. Tell. Just want them. Teach them. Tell them. Show them. Warn them. Warn them. Teach them. Just warn them. Teach them.
Great Barrington Levy, Vice Versa Love. Yes, sir. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shavar Gulang, your host. So glad that you could on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Far Back Friday, where we are trying to put some peace in the air, some love in the air. Somebody said to me when I was using my Cain and Abel example, said there was no court in God's day. Really? First of all, God was the court. Can you find a better court than that? Someone who absolutely knows what happened? See, a court is trying to find out what happened. Can you bet a better court than God, who knows it all? Who knew that Cain's, that Abel's blood was crying out from the ground, that Cain spilled it on? No, bro. There was a court. Definitely a court. And that court knew Cain killed Abel, knew the circumstances under which Cain killed Abel, and had all the evidence, and still no capital punishment. You could run from that all you want. Right? This text says, hello, is accused of murder is different from someone who is charged with murder. Doesn't the charge come after you are accused and evidence is provided and case is tried and you are found guilty? Actually not. What you're thinking about is convicted. So you are charged first. And that charge means you're accused. Okay, so the police, the prosecutors take you before the court and charge you with murder. That's an accusation. So you are alleged to have murdered. When you are tried and found guilty, then you are convicted. So I think you were thinking of the word convicted. And that's when you are then, if you're convicted, you are guilty of that crime or deemed guilty of that crime. But before that, you are innocent, having been charged before the courts. And that's an important distinction for all of us to know. All right. When it gets crazy, when it gets wild, sometimes you wonder what's going on. I don't know in a more sexy way than Marvin Gaye. You all remember Marvin Gaye's song? What's going on? Marvin Gaye.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a new recording, man.
Yeah,
I can dig
it. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. No.
lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see.
Yes, sir. That's Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Relang, your host. We're going to take a break, our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue our Baba Friday peace songs, trying to spread some peace, some love in the air. We'll be back after this break.
Isn't it time you conquered your investment goals? With RF Mutual Funds, you can access a range of investments. That means you get access to top-performing local stocks, along with exposure to international markets. Add expert management and competitive returns by 25.16% with our targeted equity fund, and you won't just meet your investment goals, you'll conquer them. Get started with RF Mutual Funds today at rfgroup.com.
Discover the Global Learning Exchange, an innovative network that's making world-class higher education flexible, affordable, and accessible to Bahamians. Ready to earn an internationally accredited degree? GLX is now enrolling students. Pursue a bachelor's or master's degree, or become Microsoft or IBM certified. Call GLX at 603-0713, go to globallearningexchange.com/Bahamas, or visit GLX on Mackey Street today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, no problems. And then this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keep saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
great Sash Mode. What a wonderful world. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on this Far Back Friday. We are recognizing all the challenges that we have, that we need to do our best to spread some peace, spread some love where we can. And, you know, peace and love isn't, they aren't sometimes the notions that some of us have of peace and love, because people feel sometimes that if you help them feel good about the way they behave and the things they say and do, that you love them and you're showing them regard and showing them respect. That's absolute nonsense, because lots of people smile with you. Lots of people behave around you in a way they think or want to you to think that they are for you, and they're not. They're not. And so don't let people try to tell you what you are doing about your love. You know your own heart. That's why the Bible says it's God that judges the heart, not man. And you run around, you're trying to please people all the time, you run into some problems. Just be motivated in your own heart by the good and the just that you know. And even if they take it a different way, don't worry about it, because Jesus was killed no matter how much loving he was doing. Still was killed. So be careful. We're going to play for you next Bob Marley's song, Three Little Birds. That'll help you feel peaceful today. Bob Marley, Three Little Birds.
Every little bit gonna be alright. up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you.
Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you.
As challenging as it may appear, as difficult as things may seem, as ugly as circumstances may get, I am fully persuaded, fully persuaded that change is gonna come. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm fully persuaded, man, because listen, at the end of the day, this ain't our world. This ain't our world. And nature has a way. Universe has a way. God has a way of setting it right. Sometimes even by the collapse of things, things get set right. Self-correcting. Look at your body. Look at my body. It gets damaged, injured. It self-corrects. And when it can't, it goes to the ultimate correction. Right? The death of it all, right? So I'm persuaded. I get concerned about what I see happening. I get sad by what I see happening. But trust me when I tell you, I don't despair of it. Because ultimately, I know it ain't going to be on me and you. This can get better. A change is going to come. So I want, with that notion, that song, that admonition today, y'all have a great weekend. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Y'all do well. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. God spares life. Because Monday the holiday? Yeah, Monday's a holiday. All right, God bless you.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there.
on the sky. It's been a long time in coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it is. Then I go to my brother. Ooh. And I say, brother, help me please. But he wind up knocking.
Delta Bank of Bahamas, Global Learning Exchange, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.